Welcome back to the program. Waikato Stud were the leading vendors at Karaka last year, and it's more than likely they'll finish on top again this year. Mark Chittick joins us on the program this morning, the Stud's principal. How are you, Mark?
I'm very well, thank you, Jo. Very well, I'm very excited.
Yeah, how's the build-up been?
It's been really solid. It's been fantastic, really. I mean, we were up here and all ready to go from Tuesday morning on. We've got a big team, a big draft. We've got 80 horses in book one. Which I was thinking about it the other night. It's probably actually the largest single consignment to go to a single sale in Australasia this year. You know, so we put a lot of work into getting organised. We kicked into it on Tuesday. We've got a good system for parading. We look after everyone as best we can, and they all seem very happy. We've been hugely busy, sort of a couple of thousand to 3,000 parades, individual parades a day. We've been flat out.
Yeah. So before the first horse goes through the ring, a lot of hard work's been done in the days leading up. But not only that, the years leading up. This is the culmination, this draft, of a lot of hard work over a long period of time.
You absolutely hit the nail on the head. And you're right, it started 2 years ago when these foals or these yearlings were conceived. And then obviously born around about 12 months later. And then 12 months on the farm at Waikato Stud, being educated, and we like a lot of other farms, but we really emphasise starting our education for these young horses on day one, on the day that they're born, and consistently keeping that up all the way through until hopefully they're in other people's hands and other people's ownership at the end of this week. So you're right, it's a 2 year process, and as I say to my staff quite often and my team that's up here, we basically get 4 minutes to sell those horses after waiting 2 years, and that's the 2 minutes that they come and see them outside the stables here, and the 2 minutes that they're in the ring and until the hammer falls down. So we make sure we leave no stone unturned, and we're really excited about our draft and how things have been going throughout the week.
Is this, in your opinion, the strongest draft you've ever presented here?
I suppose it probably is, and most of that really is off the back of the success that Savabeel has achieved, and the standing that he has now in Australasia and worldwide, I suppose. And of our 80 draft, we've got 34 Savabeels in there, so that certainly does help you. And then of course, with Ocean Park, he's really, really gathering momentum now and getting some very, very promising, successful winners and runners. And then really very, very proud of the Sacred Falls. First year we've had them at the sales, and we have a high number of those, and the feedback we're getting from top class horsemen is that they're outstanding types.
Yeah, much awaited the first season horses of Sacred Falls. Has the word around the grounds been positive about how they've presented?
Extremely positive. He's leaving a really good sized horse, typically a lion of them. Really good sized horse, strong, great walkers with just great brains, really, really good brains. So, and that's really him. So, I'm very encouraged that he's passing on those best genetics of his own.
Mm. Overall, the sale has changed in format. What are your thoughts around that?
Look, I think so far it's been really good. And I think, the more horses that we can get on the ground like we have this year and put in front of what is our shop window in Australia and Asia, the better. I think the concept will work really well. Great race night, and then into the sale that starts on the Sunday. And more in the book, yeah, why not? They're all here, and I gather it's a really nice catalogue across the ground. So I think it'll work really well.
Australia is such an important market for you.
Australia's probably our most important market, really, and that goes back to the stallions that we want to stand at Waikato Stud. We do believe it's our biggest and strongest market, and we want to be producing a product that has come out of those conditions, that will race in those conditions, because we quite often regard Australian racing as probably some of the toughest and best racing in the world, and that's where we want our product competing.
The Waikato brand has evolved in recent times. You've gone through a rebranding, essentially. Tell us about some of the initiatives you've embarked on.
Yes, well, I think just with any company, any brand, any business, you've got to keep things fresh. And also, I do believe you do need to have a style that that people are familiar with. So we've had a few little changes, but you know we've still stuck to that to our logo of the green and blue, which is the backbone, and everyone recognises it internationally. But yeah, the things like the social media and our weekend at Waikato and through our website and that's all just had a revamp, and anything you've got to keep fresh these days, don't you? And people want things now, and I do think you've got to keep it simple and strong, and that's the sort of policy that we're trying to head to.
Content is king for any business wanting to promote itself. You've recently, I've seen, done some fantastic video promotions around the farm.
Yes, well, we're really, really proud of Waikato stuff and the farm, and also the systems that we have and how we operate things, and that's forever evolving as well. But I think it's just nice for people to get a snapshot of what goes on in any farm and any business. And you know, most of us that are in the industry, we really do love horses, and you know, we really do, and you know, we quite often concentrate on a Saturday, but but there's a whole lot more that goes into it, and a whole lot of education, and yeah, we just thought it'd be nice just to get it out there and people see what we do and how we do it.
How's your dad going?
He's going really well, so he's enjoying racing his horses. He really does love racing horses. Yeah, he's still very involved in the farm, but obviously not the day-to-day running of it, but enjoys his fishing and his racing, and he's managing to get a bit done.
And having a quiet influence in the background, I'm sure.
Oh, for sure. And look, he's absolutely key to have around. It's a big operation. It's a lot to ask for one person, so it's nice being able to rely on somebody else as well.
There's been a lot of focus on the sale this year and the fact that Sir Patrick Hogan will be sending through his final draft of Cambridge yearlings. As a New Zealand born and bred person and having been associated with this world all your life, what are your feelings about all of this?
Okay, he's really has developed a dynasty. He's raised the profile of the New Zealand thoroughbred on so many levels, whether it's at the yearling sales, whether it's on the racetrack, how he's promoted things. He really set the standards extremely high, and we all had to work to not lag behind. So, you know, I really do honestly take my hat off to Patrick and to Justine and what they've achieved in creating a massive brand of Cambridge Stud, of Sir Tristram, and of Zabeel, and hugely influential. And you know, I suppose in a little way, it's a bit sad that unfortunately there's unable to be a succession plan for it to stay within the Hogan sort of family. But that's not the case, and really excited. I think we're all so excited and so positive about Brennan and Joe taking over Cambridge Stud and into its new era.
The vibe when his last yearling goes through the ring here this week will be interesting. How do you anticipate it will be?
Yeah, well, it'll probably sort of what's the word I'm looking for? It'll be interesting, and it'll might have a touch of sadness, really. But he's taken a lot of yearlings through this ring and the Trentham ring, and he's been a massive part of our industry, and it's sad to see it coming to a sort of, and it's not to an end, but his involvement there, but. Listen, he's had a hell of a lot of fun, and he loves his racing as well. He'll continue, and I bet we'll still see him here next year, obviously.
Good luck with your yearlings this week, Mark. Can you give us any insights into what you were expecting your likely sales toppers of those will be?
Look, I'm sure obviously it'll be one of the seven bills, but that's interesting. As we're doing our stats, getting closer and closer to the sales, the leading parading horse sort of thing, that's actually changed. It's changed three or four times in the last three or four days, which is good. Look, I think we'll have one or two horses that are around the half a million or maybe a bit over, but we'll have a lot that really sit between that sort of 150 to 400. Most of our draft will sort of fit in that bracket or predominantly in that bracket. So it'll be a good place to be, but the main thing for us is clearing as many as we possibly can. We've got 80 here that we own ourselves, and there's another 120 or 30 back there on the farm for next year.
Important week for you coming up. Thanks for taking the time to join us on Talking Horses, Mark.
Great, Jo. Thank you.
Waikato Studs, Mark Chittick, joining us on the program from Karaka. We'll be back with more after this.